Yeah, I work for Wiltshire Council, which for people who are watching from overseas is one of the largest councils in Wiltshire, in the country, in UK. And we developed some local democratic arrangements to give local people the opportunity to influence local decisions. And that was running quite successfully. But we realised, you know, within I guess a year or two, that actually we weren't seeing the whole community. We were seeing a relatively small selection of the local community. So we thought about how we could bring voices into the democratic process that were missing. What we did was develop a methodology that we call the Wiltshire Voices. And the idea of that is to make sure that all sections of the local community are able to have a voice in the democratic process. Because if we don't do that, then, you know, the scarce resources that we have available will be targeted at those who need them least. So we put together a methodology that actually goes out and talks to a range of different people in places where they naturally come together. So we don't expect them to come along to our meetings, and probably the last thing that they would want to do. So we went out to meet with groups, and we've worked with 12 groups in Wiltshire. We worked with people with learning disabilities. We worked with the army mums. We worked with people who are blind, people who've had stroke, people with dementia. We've worked with gypsy and travellers, people who live on our canal. So a whole range of different people who just don't turn up at our meetings. And the idea of the methodology is that we bring together the people themselves, and we identify a champion from the local community that we're targeting. And that means that the whole film and the narrative is a co-production with the group themselves. So we identify the champion, and then we meet with each group in various situations that they themselves convene. And there have been different approaches used with different groups. With the army mums, for example, they wanted to do some cookery classes, so we organized some cookery classes. They came along, and after we'd done a bit of the cookery, we talked to them about their lives. And we ran with each of the films we made, we did a series of focus groups, and from those focus groups, we identified common themes, because we were keen that the digital stories were not just individual stories. We wanted them to actually reflect the concerns shared by a broader section of that community. So we did a series of workshops over, well, with this particular film with the Army Wives, we did it over a period of about 6 months. And that involved building up trust, understanding the community, working around their lives rather than our lives, our 9-to-5 lives. And we captured the narratives, first of all, in note form, and then we turned those notes into questions, which we used in a documentary. And the documentary then captures issues that are common to all the world, to the majority of this community. And the film itself, which we then produced as a result of that, just tells the story of the army wives from their own perspective, in their own words. It's non-mediated. There are no council officers. There are no officials explaining why things aren't as good as they would like them to be. They are just the voices of the group themselves. And the idea of the films is that we want to generate empathy with the wider community, so people can understand the concerns of those missing voices, those concerns of those groups that are marginalised in our society, understand them better, and understand how they may be able to respond and help those people involved. And so we've seen quite a lot of action as a result of the films we've made so far. With the Army Wives film, it's had a fantastic effect. The Army Wives themselves have emerged from the process. They seem to have been empowered by it. They set up a Facebook site as a first step, and they've got over 600 Army Wives signed up to that. They now call themselves the Tidworth Mums, and they're providing advice and support, and they're also starting projects. They're running after schools clubs, they're running preschool activities. One of the mums have been elected onto the local parish council, so they're getting much more active, and they're doing a lot more things for themselves. And we're able, of course, to help that process with the support we can offer from the public sector. But ostensibly, they're doing things for themselves, and we've been really pleased because What has happened is that they've done so much for themselves that the MOD have taken up this, the Ministry of Defence have taken up this initiative, and they invited the Tidworth mums up to Whitehall, up to the Houses of Parliament to meet with the MOD to talk about how they could replicate some of the successes that they've achieved in other garrison towns across the UK. So that's just the example of one film that we made with one group. We've made, I say, group. We've made 10 films, 12, 10 films so far, two currently in production. So they talk about everyday situations, a range of problems and issues that they encounter in their everyday lives. And these issues are then, we then use those issues as the sort of subject of action planning with the group after the films have been done. So the films, although they're quite interesting, are a starting point in the process of trying to actually bring actions that will address some of the things that they've raised.